Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caraco, Peter Martin, indoors if you're listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I'm Stanford Simon. Welcome to Inside Finance once again as we look at the information that is critical to the development of our country and where we are going. And I know that many of you continue to see what's happening and very, very much aware of the Ministry of Finance, but I continue to share information with you that are pertinent. We continue looking at the reform within the Ministry of Finance, and today I have with me Ms. Ophelia Cornwall, who is the Controller, Inland Revenue Department, and the Deputy Controller, who is Michael Stephen. Now, we're going to be talking, we started that just about 2 weeks ago, and we're dealing with the reform, even starting going back to February, and there's a continuous reform that's been happening within the Ministry of Finance. Now, good day to you two individuals who are here with me.
Good day, Pastor.
Good day, Pastor.
So, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, you look fine. Are you still in the gym exercising?
Yes, I go to the gym.
Okay. Let's go. How are you doing? You always look fit like a fiddle and ready to move.
I'm good, thanks.
You good, thanks.
Yes.
Are they working you very, very hard?
As always.
Yeah, she don't give long answers when you come to those things. All right, who would go first? What is the tax compliance strategy? In other words, tell us, what are you trying to achieve in bringing the country? Where are you taking us when it comes to taxes?
Well, Pastor, the compliance strategy is an action plan that addresses the compliance risks in the tax system. Mm. Right? Risks are an important ingredient in any organization, and it's something that we need to identify and mitigate against. And so the risks identified in the tax system are identified, they're analyzed, we develop a response to them, and we evaluate whatever measures we had put in place to address those risks. That action plan looks at a broad, overarching agenda so that we can respond to the risks that we have identified in the tax system.
So let me ask, if you can answer later on, that's fine, but what are those risks? When you talk about a risk, what are those risks?
Well, Pastor, the risk that we looked at, because it's important for us to be able to step back and assess where we are as a tax department. And as Michael would have said, to be able to come up with mechanisms to be able to treat with risk identified. We have registration risk, which deals with businesses who are out there and are not registered for tax purposes. So that's one of the risk areas that we would have identified. Filing risk, persons who are with us, registered with us, but are not filing a tax return. Payment risk, where we have persons who are filing, they're registered, filing, but they're just not paying. And then we have reporting risk, persons who are registered, they're filing, they're paying, but they're not paying what they're supposed to pay. They're under-reporting. So basically, these are the categories of risk that we would have identified across our taxpayer base.
Okay. So then, when you look at all of this, you now help me to understand, why was the strategy developed in the way that you are developing it? Because it's a process. And within that, you're trying to execute something that is critical to development of the country when it comes to our taxes. So share that with us.
Yes. Well, having identified the risk involved, we have to ensure as tax administrators that the equity principle is maintained, fairness is maintained, and we cannot afford to have certain categories of persons be given an unfair advantage, and only the tax contribution is only being paid by some. So it's very important for us to be able to ensure that the fair share principle is maintained, and it also helps us to foster a better relationship with our clients and minimize the imposition of the powers that we would have spoken about under the Tax Administration Act. So the intention really, as I would have said before, is facilitation. We would institute and impose penalties where and when necessary, but our role really primarily is to educate, guide, support, and facilitate compliance. Really, so essentially, it is we identify the risk is to be able to deploy, assess, and evaluate strategies that would mitigate those risks and ensure that persons are paying their fair share within the full.
Within the full. Now, within it, there are a number of persons who would have thought when they're coming to the tax people, it's like you're coming to pull teeth, you're going to the dentist. And pretty much a businessman, normally business would say, all they do is want to destroy you and destroy your business. It seems in the last year or so, that strategy that behavioral pattern are changing within the tax department and more trying to help the business to come out of whatever issues they have and make them much more viable.
Absolutely. That's the intention.
Right. How are you getting that done? What are the things you are doing to help us to get that done?
Well, we believe that it comes back to our strategy. We had to take a look at self, look at ourselves, look at where we are, look at what and position ourselves, put ourselves in a position to facilitate. Look at the layout of our organization, look at the clientele that we're actually dealing with, and see how best we are, whether or not we are servicing their needs adequately. So we needed to do that. We needed to look at ourselves first, and then come up with how we are going to treat with this matter of tax. Taxpayer service going forward. We would have recently revised our vision, which we intend to launch, and it's more outward looking. It is customer service centric. So, and these are some of the things that we're doing internally. So we had to within the four of the compliance strategy, we had to look at and to analyze the categories of risk that we have. Okay, so we identify two, we have the high risk and the low risk. The high risk categories, we had to split that in two. We have persons who, or categories of persons who have decided not to comply. And that category is the highest on the pyramid. And therefore, the compliance approach would obviously be to utilize the fullness of the law. Then we have within the high risk category, persons who don't want to comply but will comply if you facilitate it. So with that, we need to deter by detection. And that is the compliance approach there. Then you have, on the lower risk side, you have the category of persons who try but don't always succeed. So we have to assist to comply, our education, the systems that we put in place, our e-services. And then you have persons who are willing to do the right thing, and we just have to make it easier for them to do that. Simplify our forms, the e-services and all of that. So within these categories, we have to deploy strategies that would assist us in that. And we took it to the private sector. So when we decided, we spoke about the Tax Administration Act, then we came up, we asked the private sector for assistance in what they think. We told them what the risks were.
Right.
And what do you think? How do you think we can best address those risks? And some of the strategies that we would be launching, which I would not mention today for certain reasons, but some of the strategies that we'll be launching actually came from the private sector.
This is very good.
Yeah.
This is very good. So how does the compliance strategy now benefit the taxpayer? And looking at our nation at large, how do that benefit me or another businessman or the ordinary person who is paying their taxes? How does this strategy benefit us?
Well, it's a twin thing, because both the government, Inland Revenue Ministry of Finance, and the taxpayers benefit, right? But in terms of the taxpayer will benefit, because once we improve compliance rates, right, the revenue intake of the Inland Revenue will improve. And we can now be able to increase the amount of expenditure on different goods and services, on public goods. And that will benefit the taxpayer. So the taxpayer benefits from the the spend mm-hmm. on the expenditure side in terms of the generation and production of public goods.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a while ago, and I will go back to it, about the strategy. You talked about talking with the private sector. Mm-hmm. How did you go about that? Dealing with the private sector and trying to merge the both, because government here talking to the private sector to find a common ground between the both that you could have a good highway to deliver a proper good without a lot of bumps in the road and mitigating factors.
Well, we, Inland Revenue, we have a good relationship with the private sector, I must say. We started our presentation, we grouped it, and we had the Accounting Association, we had the Chamber, and I must say we had an excellent turnout on all fronts, and I want to take this opportunity to thank the private sector for coming out to our sessions. What we did, we started with the Tax Administration Act. And we positioned the presentation in that way to allow maximum participation. Because obviously, with this particular act that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, there are new penalties in there. So persons were interested in what we had to say about that. And we married the two. So we indicated that we started, the first half of our presentation was on the Tax Administration Act. And then we started by saying, however, to foster a better relationship with you. That was the exact, those were the exact words on the slide. And minimize the imposition of the powers as previously discussed in the Tax Administration Act. We want to have the compliance strategy. And we gave them a handout so that they can put their comments. So it was a real interaction with the private
okay.
sector. Yeah.
And how did they respond to you in the whole discussion?
It was an excellent response. We got a number of feedback, some of which requires internal changes and some of which were strategies that we can publicly announce to get persons to come in the fore. So some of the comments made, for instance, was on our taxpayer service. Some of the comments made were, persons would like to have their forms soft, you know? Mm-hmm. Those were some of the comments. And so we are taking, one of the things that we're doing is taking a few of those items year on year. So
they're not all coming at once?
No.
You're spreading them out.
Exactly. We would not be able to implement everything at once. Mm. So we are taking a few and then we're going to implement, assess, evaluate, and then go back to the private sector and ask them, what are their views? How do you think it's working? And, you know, that sort of thing. Have that constant communication and interaction with them.
Okay. Listeners, do you listen to Inside Finance? I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Michael Stephen. He is the Deputy Controller. And we have Miss Ophelia Cornwall, who is here with us. She is the Controller. We take a word. We come right back and continue my discussion here with them.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you for being with me today. And with me in the studio is Mr. Michael Stevens. He is the Deputy Controller, and Ms. Ophelia Cornwall. She's the Controller within the Inland Revenue Department. She's no stranger to being on Inside Finance. It's really always a joy to have her here. And Mike has joined us, so he's going to be here pretty often, I'm sure, in the coming weeks and months ahead. And as you know, we try to share information with you that are important. We're looking at the strategy that Inland Revenue Department is pursuing to help us to be better taxpayers, and at the same time, to make it more customer-friendly, because all you know how them people used to be before. But Ms. Ophelia and others have done a great job in humanizing the department in many ways that has helped us now not to be as scared and frightened when the name call and they say they're coming to visit us. So that in itself is what we're trying to explain, and I hope the business community, as you listen, would be helpful. So here we are. We're looking at those things that we looked at before, but what are the risk areas identified? When you look at the many things within the tax department and what are the problems you are confronted with, and if you look down the road, because more and more goods and services is becoming one thing, a lot of person are ordering things online, a number of things are changing in the whole marketplace for which you now have to address, where the internet are becoming more of the place where individuals no longer go to a shop to purchase something, but they order online, they ship it, it comes in. So talk to us about some of the problems that you identified.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of the risks identified, we analyzed the environment, and by doing so, we identified basically four types of risks. The first was registration, right? We realized that there are a number of businesses that have not come in and registered with the Inland Revenue Division. And this is a problem because we don't know the businesses that are operating because of failure to register. So that was one of the risks that we identified. Another risk was filing, right? We realized that the compliance rates were low for some instances, in some tax types, right? Not all. So filing is one of the areas that we have identified as a risk as well. Payment is also another risk area. Taxpayers would have failed to pay their taxes on time, right? In some cases, they may pay, but they may not pay the full amounts. So that is another area of risk. And the fourth area is reporting, right? Taxpayers, in some instances, have not fully and accurately reported their accounting information. So that is one of the areas that we have identified, again, as a risk. And we have put measures in place to mitigate against these four areas. I can discuss that now, if you wish. In terms of the improvement of registration compliance, we have realized that persons that would have not registered, we have an action plan in place, right? That we have developed. And we can't speak of it in detail now because we have to get higher level approval. But we have identified a plan of action to address that. And we believe that that action will be successful going forward. So over the first half of 2017, we are going to roll out this action plan. And this should address the area of registration in terms of non-compliance. In terms of reducing outstanding tax arrears, we have also identified an action plan for that again. But again, I can't tell you what the details of that is.
Right. Because I know at least you're talking to me about what it's a plan in progress. Mm-hmm. And there are things you could talk about now and not talk about. And I understand that. But I just want to raise a bit in your mind, because there are a lot of people, even looking from after Ivan, a lot of businesses have failed or haven't been able to do well and is still in the recovery state. Some of them are now coming out of it because the 2008 hit us with the recession and all of that. And a lot of businesses end up in a lot of financial trouble. Cannot pay their mortgage, cannot pay in the bank, dealing with off, cannot pay their staff. How are you dealing now with those businesses who are trying to recover and come out of their situation? Can you share with us some of the things that you're looking at and how you're going to help those businesses?
One of the critical components of our debt management strategy is a remission policy that we're working on. What would be encouraged for such businesses is actually to come to the fore, because we would not necessarily know your situation. And we always, well, at least when I'm on this program, I always advocate that start the conversation with Inland Revenue. Let us see how we can work with you to assist you in meeting your tax obligations, because we must remember that the obligations for a person like that may have been older than or prior to the Ivan period and in the recovery, because if you made a loss, then we get nothing at the end of the day. So you may not have had a liability in the first case, but it is important for you to still file at the end of the day. And if it's a liability that you would have incurred prior to the crisis, and you are now seeking to recover, to liquidate that liability, then come in and let us have the conversation about it, because it is important, and we have to be able to be practical in our approach to the business at the end of the day. So we tend to assess ability to pay, you know, and make recommendations based on what we assess. So I would want to encourage persons that, like I would have done on this program on many occasions, to come and start the conversation. It makes no sense sitting outside there and we are assuming certain things about you. It's important for us to start the conversation also. But I think you can approach us as well. It's a two-way street, so that we can see how best we can assist you in coming out of that situation.
Because your objective is not for the business to fail, but it's to make the business succeed. So it is in your interest to help the business owner to find a way out of his situation. Because if you fail, for life, you have no taxes and revenue that you get from that. But if you help him over a period of a year or 2 years or 3 years to find his footing, therefore, the reality of it is you're going to benefit and he's going to benefit. Because I say that because some people have felt that the taxpayers, on the operation of the past, where people come and it some tax persons have said to them, I've known it, well, close down if you can't make no money. I mean, that has been the attitude. But you are saying, look, that attitude that we once had or it were there is no longer there. We want to work with you. And that is the message you want us as business owners to get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You see, because we want to put the business entity on a path of compliance. We do not want to have to utilize resources year on year to have the same conversation with businesses. So it's in our best interest, where resources are concerned, to set you on a path of compliance. It's not to impose unduly certain things on you, but to set you on a path of compliance. Our remission strategy and our policy that we would have created and obviously subject to higher approval would even look at things like interest. When we have a payment arrangement, you know, how do we handle matters of interest? Would interest be running throughout the life of the payment arrangement? You know, these are some of the issues that we are looking at, because at the end of the day, our objective is to get you on a path of full compliance across all tax type. It would make our lives much easier.
Yeah, I like that. Yes. Because at the end of the day, if the taxpayer, if he's paying $20 a year, it's better than paying no money at all. And that in itself. No, I am happy for this conversation, because I think that's one of the conversations that we didn't have before. And the truth is, when people talk about Inland Revenue Department, is that they're coming to shut you down. I mean, it is just, and I'm saying that because I want business owners to understand that that has changed. That mentality within the Inland Revenue has changed. And therefore, you want to work with the business owner and asking them, look, whatever the problem is, no matter how bad you think it is, come and talk to us, because we want to help.
Absolutely.
We want to encourage voluntary compliance among the business sector.
Right.
So, and in fact, the compliance strategy and the action plan that flows out of that is going to encourage businesses to come in to have that conversation, as Ms. Cornwall said.
All right. Now, is there any final thoughts? Is there anything that you want to add that I have missed?
I want to thank the business community for their support as we sought to get feedback on our ideas, because we had our ideas about the compliance strategy, but it's, as we said, it's all about the customer. And so I want to thank the business community and the chamber, members of the chamber, Senator Diali, and so for assisting us in organizing the sessions that we had, the Accounting Association, Mr. Logie, and so for assisting us in the Accounting Association, they are agents for the clients, and so we are partnering with them very closely in 2017 and going forward, because we can our relationship with them can influence what happens with the clients at the end of the day. So I want to express heartfelt thanks from the Ministry of Finance, Government of Grenada, and Inland Revenue, of course, for their support during this process, and they would see in 2017 some of their ideas coming to the fore.
Wow, that's good. Mr. Mike?
Yeah, well, I want to echo the sentiments of Ms. Cornwall. I want to encourage the business community to come in and talk to us, because we want to change the relationship that exists between the tax administrators and the business community, right? We want to encourage business growth in Grenada, because we know that that's going to encourage employment growth and economic growth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to encourage the conversation.
Thank you. I really appreciate this conversation. I'm really, really thankful, because I would think that in my lifetime as a business person, I've seen it at its worst, and I'm seeing it at its best. And to me, that is heartwarming and helpful, because we as business persons want to do better. I have some crooks and bandits out there who really don't care. They don't want to pay their taxes, and they have finding all excuse not to. And I agree that they, and you have to deal with those. But there are those who genuinely have issues that they themselves cannot sort out. And if you leave it up to them alone and the taxes that are burdened on them, they will not survive. They would fail. But you are saying, look, come in and talk to us so we can find a way that you will not fail. We do not want you to fail. Mm-hmm. And I think that in itself, to me, is what brings this discussion at another level, I think, which is important. And I want to thank both of you. Ms. Cornwall, thank you so much. She is the controller, Inland Revenue Department, and Mr. Michael Stephen, who is also deputy controller within the Inland Revenue Department. It has been a joy talking to both of them and sharing the information here. And I wish you well as you go. And looking forward in having you here again. And please remember, anything you have and something you want to discuss, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and come and call me. It'll be a joy to sit and chat with you. To my listeners, thank you so much again for being with me here. I'm Stanford Simon. This program comes to your compliments, the Ministry of Finance. We have One Call Construction. We have also Country Cold Store. And I'm inviting other businesses over there who are out there, come and sponsor the program, because for you, you know, Ministry of Finance can't pay for it all. I can't pay for it all. But if each business come and be a part of sponsoring this program, the government can do far more, and we can be a more efficient and effective nation as we deliver the goods and services, especially within the Inland Revenue Department. I'm Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you again for being with me. Go to the website sgbcgrenada.com. This program is uploaded there, and many other programs. Have a great week. Join me here next week at the same time. We do this all over again right here on this station. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.